Hundreds of people have taken to streets in Indian-administered Kashmir to protest what they called rights abuses, allegedly at the hands of India and its forces in Kashmir. Chanting slogans against Indian rule, its judiciary and its forces, people are calling out louder for justice and international intervention, which they believe is missing in terms of Kashmir conflict.
There are so many injustices happening in Kashmir, and no one is coming forward for the rescue. We are humans and we deserve to live freely, but India is choking our lives here and the world is silent over our condition.
A shutdown was observed in Indian Kashmir as the world is observing the International Human Rights Day. The shutdown was called by the Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front, a pro-independence organization. The organizers of the strike call believe there is no justice delivered on human rights grounds in Kashmir. Thus, a shutdown is a reminder to those who create such days without actually working for the betterment of humans.
Human rights situation in Kashmir is that here the animals have the rights, dogs have the rights, but people have no rights. It's the most militarized zone in the world. Now people have shown a transition from violent movement to non-violent democratic movement. And there was a persuasion from Indian civil society, from foreign diplomats, that if the Kashmiri people will give chance to a peaceful democratic movement, they will help to get this issue resolved.
Yasin Malik, the chairman of Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front, and dozens others observed a hunger strike over what they called the continued human rights violations and the life imprisonment sentence to many Kashmiris languishing in Indian jails. Malik added, India has never delivered its promise of justice when it comes to cases related to Kashmir. However, New Delhi says it has always investigated into cases related human rights violations in Kashmir and has punished the rights violators from time to time. In wake of the shutdown call, Kashmir has closed down shops, businesses and many government offices as the transport mechanism remained disturbed. Rights activists say the deterioration of human rights is all because of New Delhi giving sweeping powers to its forces active in Kashmir, and this has alienated Kashmiris further from New Delhi.
Over the past two decades, New Delhi has been accused of major human rights-related crimes in Kashmir. Despite so many requests by the people and international human rights watchdogs to investigate into the crimes, New Delhi has come up with saying it is investigating into the cases. This comes up as there is no tangible change on the ground. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.